Word of explanation before we get started.
开始以前，我要先做一个解释。
2 weeks ago, we had a bald, middle-aged Caucasian who spoke fluent Mandarin.
2个礼拜以前，有一个外国人，他的头是秃的，但是他说很标准的普通话。
This week, we have a balding, middle-aged Caucasian who speaks no Mandarin.
这礼拜你们所看到的是一个逐渐的在秃头的人，但是他一句中文都不会讲。
I have a little bit more hair and a lot less Mandarin.
No Mandarin.
No Mandarin.
我这个头发比他多一点，但是我不会讲普通话。
So for those of you who are not regular here or are newcomers, let me explain why you're subjected to a sermon in English with interpretation.
假如你最近才来的话，你不清楚的话，我稍微解释一下为什么今天要讲英文，然后翻成中文。
Pastor Caleb is a very nice, gracious man.
我们的开地牧师是一个非常gracious 的人。
Grace, you know, it's the Bible, right?
I know that. Okay. 很有恩典，很有恩慈的人。
So for like almost a year and a half, he's been asking me to preach occasionally on the CM side because we're one church.
那么差不多过去的一年半，他就经常的要邀请我能够到中文部来讲道，因为我们是一个教会。
But I know the process of interpretation, even with a good interpreter, the process of interpretation is a little bit frustrating to listen to.
但是我也知道，当你需要有人翻译的时候，尤其是个翻译不大好的时候，大家听起来都非常的难受。
Anyway, somebody tell me later on what he said.
it's funny anyway.
Yeah. Okay. I count on the interpreter to improve the sermon. That's why I asked Elder Chang.
这个有的时候就是这个翻译的人可以帮你多说点笑话。
In any event, I said no as long as I could to Pastor Caleb, and then finally here I am.
所以我跟开地牧师说好吧，那么终于有一天我到这里，就是现在。
Now, just before we turn to the scripture reading, I ask you to turn back in your minds less than a decade.
那我们开始读经之前，我想希望你们能够把你们的脑筋转回差不多十年以前。
Turn back in your minds to the video shots we saw on the nightly news out of the Rwandan genocide.
假如你记得差不多十年前的话，我们在电视的这个新闻上看到，在非洲的卢旺达这个国家里面所发生的一个悲剧。
We put it in context first.
当然我们先把它放在一个很正确的背景里面。
9/11, in New York City, about 3,000 people died.
9/11的时候，在美国，差不多3000人一下子就失去了生命。
And it's burned deep in our national psyche.
那么是在这个所谓的 ground zero 的这个地下，很低的，很深的地方埋在那里。
But in Rwanda, 8,000 people died a day for 100 days.
但是在卢旺达这个地方，每一天有8,000人死亡，一共有100天。
And not all at once.
而不是一下子所有之间发生的。
Not massive numbers at once.
不是说一次一下子很多，平均起来就是那么多的。
You know, not a bomb, not an exploding airliner.
不是说一个很大的炸弹或者是很大的这个一架飞机所撞死的。
Most not even with machine guns.
甚至于不是用这个冲锋枪打死的，机关枪打死的。
But with machetes.
而是用刀子。
800,000.
80,000人。
8,000 a day.
每一天8,000人。
For 100 days.
100天。
And that provides something of a background to the passage that we have before us today.
如果你回想到记得这一段这个故事的话，这是我们今天要讲到的背景。假如大家身体许可，心中愿意，我请大家起立，我们一起来读今天的经文，约书亚记第十章29节到43节。好，同样的，我读两节，读一页，各位读下一页，应该都是两节。好，29节，约书亚和以色列众人从马基大往利纳去攻打利纳，耶和华将利纳和利纳的王也交在以色列人手里。约书亚攻打这城， 用刀击杀了城中一切的人口，没有留下一个。他待利纳王像从前待耶利哥王一样。那时基色王何南上来帮助拉吉，约书亚就把他和他的民都击杀了，没有留下一个。约书亚和以色列众人从拉吉往伊基伦去，对着伊基伦安营，攻打这城。就夺了希伯伦和属希伯伦的诸城邑，用刀将城中的人与王，并那些城邑中的人口都击杀了，没有留下一个，是照他向伊基伦所行的，把城中的一切人口进行杀灭。约书亚与以色列众人回到底壁攻打这城。这样约书亚击杀全地的人，就是山地、南地、高原、山坡的人和那些地的诸王，没有留下一个，凡有血气的进行杀灭，正如耶和华以色列的神所吩咐的。
Let's pray together.
我们一同祷告。
Our Father, there are some parts of your character that make us warm and encouraged.
天父，我们知道在你的个性当中有许多是让我们觉得心中非常的温馨的。
We read of your deep and passionate love for us, and we take heart.
我们知道你是这样深深的爱我们，我们也都记得。
But there are parts of your character that cause us some fear.
但是你有一些你的特点，让我们心中觉得害怕。
Help us to understand your word this morning.
今天早上我们就求你帮助我们明白你的话语。
That we might understand you better.
因着明白你的话语，让我们更加的能够明白你。
In the name of Jesus we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
So 10 times in this section of scripture, we read something like this.
在这一段圣经当中，差不多有十次，我们听见，我们看见这几句话的重复。
The city and everyone in it, Joshua put to the sword. He left no survivors there.
在全城的人当中，耶稣亚把他们杀尽，没有留下一个活口。
Now this would not have been 800,000 people in 100 days.
这个大概不是说在100天中杀死80万人。
These are small fortified towns.
这是一个很坚固的这些城镇。
Maybe in total it was a few thousand people.
或许也许只有几千人而已。
But still it raises the same question.
但是我们会问同样的这样一个问题
Does God condone genocide?
上帝是不是赞成许可灭族灭一个种族
Maybe even stronger than this
或许是更强的一个意念
We could ask Does God participate in genocide?
是不是上帝根本就参与了把一个种族 消灭的这样的工作。
Take a look at verse 40 in particular.
好像你回到第四十节的话。
Joshua left no survivors. He totally destroyed all who breathed, just as the Lord, the God of Israel, had commanded.
约书亚击杀全地的人，没有留下一个，正如耶和华以色列的神所吩咐的。
The second half of this chapter really makes one point, and it makes that point 10 times.
在这一章的这个后半段里面，它其实它的重点就在那一点，而这一点重复了10次。
Joshua and Israel killed lots of people, and God helped them.
约书亚杀了许多的人，是上帝所吩咐的。
As we reflect on this morning, I want to make 5 points.
当我们一同来读这一段圣经的时候，我有5点要来跟你们分享。
We're going to have to move through these quite quickly in order to leave time for communion and for interpretation.
因为翻译的缘故，所以我们要讲快一点，免得时间不够。
If you miss a point, I preached on this same passage last week in English ministry, and that sermon will be online.
Today's will be online too.
Oh, well, okay.
所以如果你有问题的话，你可以尽量的来找罗牧师。I said, come to see you.
And come to see Elder Chang. The first point I want to make.
第一点是
This is not pleasant to think about.
这是让我们想到这个的时候，心中会非常的不舒服，或非常的郁闷。
Let's be honest about it.
那我们应该很开诚的来讨论这个问题。
This is a part of God's character that is certainly just and holy, but it scares us.
这的确是上帝一个公义的一面，但是也让我们觉得可畏的一面。
Or it should scare us if we take it seriously.
假如我们真正认真的来想，回想这一段故事的话，我们真的会觉得心中会害怕。
We don't like thinking about it.
我们不喜欢去想。
And here's the result.
结果是这样的。
Most churches, at least most American churches, no longer talk about it.
大部分的美国教会就几乎不愿意来接触这样一个话题。
People don't want to hear about it, so we quit talking about it.
因为人不愿意听，所以我们就不讲。
Quite often, any time a new book from a sociologist or a social anthropologist, any time they put out a new book about Christianity, I try to get hold of it and read it.
每一次当中有这个社会学者他们写一些关于基督教的书出来的时候，我总是很快的想要去读。
Sometimes outsiders understand us better than we understand ourselves.
因为有的时候我觉得可能一个非基督徒从外面往里面看，可能比我们更能够了解我们自己。
And an academic sociologist, an academic a social anthropologist, this is their business.
因为这些在这个学术上的这些社会学家，他们的工作，他们主要的任务就是来研究这些事情。
And this is a common refrain as they look at the American church today.
这个在一般来说的说法就是说，来看怎么样来看美国的基督教会。
People don't want to hear about judgment, so the churches have quit talking about it.
因为大家不愿意想到，不愿意谈到审判的事情，所以教会就不谈这个事。
Just a month ago, I was reading a book published this year about the American Church.
那么这个一个月以前，我曾经在读一本今年才发表的一本书，就是关于这样同样的一个题目。
And the author made this point, page one.
那么在第一页里面就这样说。
Even in theologically conservative churches,
就算是在神学上非常保守的教会
，churches like ours,
好像我们这样的教会
，you won't hear much anymore about guilt, about suffering, or about judgment.
你不太常听见所谓的罪恶感，或者是苦难，或者是审判。
People don't want to hear about it.
因为人不愿意听见。
We don't like talking about it.
所以我们就不愿意去讲。
So we just turn a blind eye to it.
所以我们就把我们的眼关起来。
But remember what God said to the prophet Ezekiel.
但是若是你看这个先知以赛亚以西结所写的 这个记载的话。
In Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 18 and 19.
以西结书第三章十八十九节。我何时指着恶人说你必要死，你若不警戒他也不劝诫他，使他离开恶行，拯救他的性命，这恶人必死在罪孽之中，我却要向你讨他上命的罪。倘若你警戒恶人，他仍不转离罪恶，也不离开恶行，他也必死在罪孽之中，你却救了你自己，脱离了罪。
So God calls us to talk about this.
所以上帝的旨意是要我们来谈这个事情，来面对这个事情。
God commands us to talk about it.
上帝命令我们来谈这个事。
We don't go looking for it.
我们用不着去找这样的事。
We don't fixate on it.
我们也不见得能够把它修好。
But if this is an aspect of God's character, we need to understand it.
假如这是上帝的一个特性的话，我们必须要了解。
And that's the first point.
这是第一个 point.
Though it's unpleasant to talk about, we must.
虽然很难去讲，但是我们必须要去面对这样子的教导。
The second point is this.
第二点。
It is deeply ironic.Even hypocritical that we should criticize God for violence.
这好像是一个讽刺，或者甚至是一个假冒为善。假如我们要去批评我们的上帝，因为他赞成这样子的暴力。
It's ironic, even hypocritical, for us as human beings to criticize God for violence because we, as a species, are so incredibly violent.
批评上帝去赞同暴力的事情是一种讽刺或者是一种假冒为善，是因为我们人本身就是一个非常喜好这个暴力的人。
Rwanda is an extreme example.
卢安达是一个例子。
But it's not uncommon.
但是并不是不常见。
The United Nations defines major war as a war in which there's at least a minimum of 1,000 deaths on the battlefield.
那么在联合国里面所下的定义，所谓的主要的战争就是在这个战争当中死了1000个军人。
If 1,000 people die on the battlefield, then the UN will say, okay, that's a war.
假如在这个征战当中有1000人丧失生命的话，联合国就说这是一个主要的战争。
In 2003, there were 15 simultaneous wars going on in the world.
在2003年的时候，这个所谓的主要战争有15件。
15 at once.
在那一年当中有15次。
And another 24 lesser actions that involve killing people on a battlefield, but not 1,000 at once.
那么另外有差不多两党这样子的战争，也有人被杀死，但是没有1000人那么多。
And we've only gotten more violent as the centuries accrue.
当这个时间往前走的时候，我们所产生的暴力是更加的多。
World War One, 5% of the deaths were non-combatants.
在第一次世界大战，5%的伤亡是老百姓。
Now, an estimated 75% of deaths in war are non-combatants.
那今天呢，75%的伤亡是老百姓。
So the second point is this. If anyone is going to hold God accountable for violence, it's not really human beings that can do so.
假如说你看到这个圣经，你说，哦，上帝是一个暴力的上帝的话，你应该回头想想，我们做人的是怎么回事。
It has been said that we are the only species...that kills not for survival, but for sport.
在所有上帝所创造的生命当中，人是唯一一个不但要杀，而且杀来是为了好玩。
So maybe there's a serious question here about the character of God, but it's really not our place as human beings to be asking that question.
或许上帝有一些他的特点是我们不能了解的， 但是绝对不是我们做人的是够这个资格来批评的。
So it's a painful topic to discuss, though we must discuss it.
虽然是一个很不容易去谈的问题，但是我们必须要去谈。
But we really must discuss it with a sense of humility because of our own poor track record as human beings in violence.
但是当我们想到这样子的话题的时候，我们应该想到我们人是怎么样一个人。
Now my third point would be this.
那么我的第三点是这样子的。
There's been a long-term strategy to describe this as the God of the Old Testament, but the God of the New Testament is kind and loving and sent Jesus to die for us.
那么我们常常觉得说这样子一个这么凶的这么样一个公义的上帝只存在在旧约的时代，因为新约的时代，耶稣基督为我们钉死十字架，他一定是一个非常慈祥的一个上帝。
That strategy has been around for more than 1,000 years.
这样子对基督教的说法差不多有了1000年的历史。
In the 4th century AD, it was decreed to be heresy by a council of the church.
但是在第四纪的时候，这个基督教就宣称这样子的说法是属于异端的。
You know, it's a convenient solution.
是一个很方便的一个解释。
God is hostile and angry.
上帝是很凶的。
But Jesus is kind and loving.
但是他的儿子是很可爱的。
So come to Jesus.
所以我们到耶稣的面前来。
And he can take care of God.
他会能够想办法把他的父亲安息住。
But we can't do that.
我们不能这样做。
First of all, you know, our Godhead is one.
因为上帝是三位，但是是一体。
You know, it's not like God is the fierce father punishing us and Jesus is the older brother who defends us.
并不是说上帝 是一个要 来审判我们的人，但是我们的耶稣是我们的大哥哥，他来帮助来保护我们。
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they're one.
但是上天圣父圣子圣灵他们是三位一体，同心同意。
But there's another reason why we can't talk this way.
还有一个原因我们不能够这样说。
Because Jesus did not talk that way.
因为耶稣的教导就不是这样。
Jesus talked a great deal about the love of the Father.
耶稣基督讲了许多他的父亲的慈爱。
Not just his own love for us, but the Father's love for us.
他不只是说他爱我们，他也讲到他的父亲如何爱我们。
God so loved the world that he gave his only son.
上帝爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
At the same time, Jesus realized that violence was coming.
同样的，耶稣基督也知道这个样子的暴乱还是存在在这个世界上。
That judgment was coming.
因为审判会要来到。
And so we read in Matthew 24, verses 16 to 21, Jesus talks about this judgment to come.
那么就好像在马太福音第24章16到21节，耶稣就谈到这个末世要来的景象，是所谓的审判的时代。
And it's a violent judgment.
是一个非常猛烈的这样的一个审判。
You want me to read it, please?
那么24章16到21节，那时在犹太的要逃到山上去，在房上的不要下来拿家里的东西，在田里的也不要回去取衣裳。当那些日子，怀孕的和奶孩子的有祸了。你们应当祈求，叫你们逃跑的时候不遇见冬天或安息日，因为那时必有大灾难，从世界的起头直到今日没有这样的灾难，后来也没有的。
So we don't like to think about it, but God calls us to.
我们不愿意去想，但是上帝要我们去想。
It's not really our place to criticize God for violence because as a race we are violent.
我们不够资格去批评上帝，因为我们就是那样子有暴力的这样子的一个人。
And the third point is we cannot contrast the Old Testament with the New.
第三点是说我们不能够把这个当作一个旧约的借口，而认为新约时代就没有上帝这样子的公义。
Not at this point.
在这个时候不能这样讲。
Because the Old Testament talks about the love of God, not just his judgment.
因为在旧约同样的谈到上帝的慈爱。
And Jesus talks about the judgment of God, not just his love.
同样的，耶稣也并不是只谈到爱，也同样谈到耶稣基督，也谈到上帝的审判。
So what fundamentally do we do about Joshua chapter 10?
那么我们怎么样来看约书亚记第十章呢？
My fourth point is this. We must define it carefully. This is not genocide.
我们必须要很小心的来回到圣经里面，来好好的给他了解他。这一段所讲的并不是一个上帝要灭一个种族。
God does not call on Joshua to kill the Canaanites because they're Canaanites.
上帝并没有让约书亚去杀这些迦南的人，是因为他们是迦南人。
They are not being killed because of their race.
他们被杀并不是因为他们的种族。
And God does not save the Israelites and fight on their behalf because they're Israelites.
上帝并没有说是要拯救以色列人，是因为他们的种族是以色列人。
They are not being saved because of their race.
他们被拯救并不是因为他们的种族。
This is not genocide.
这不是一个因的种族而起的杀戮。
We know that the Canaanites are not being killed because they're Canaanites because of Genesis chapter 15, verse 16.
我们可以从创世纪第十五章十六节里面看到，这个迦南人被杀并不是因为他们是迦南人的关系。
God in Genesis chapter 15, verse 16, God promised the land of Canaan to Israel.
在那个地方，上帝应许了迦南地给以色列人。
He promised it to his Abraham and his descendants.
他把这个地应许给亚伯拉罕和他的后代。
But he said not yet.
但他说你现在不能去。
Not for 400 years.
你要等四百年。
Why did Abraham have to wait 400 years to get the land?
为什么亚伯拉罕跟他的后代要等四百年才能进入这应许之地呢？
Why did Israel have to wait all the way from the time of Abraham until the time of Joshua to get this land?
为什么要等这么久，从亚伯拉罕一直到约书亚的时候才进入这地呢？
Genesis 15:16 explains why.
那么在创世纪十五章十六节里面告诉我们是为什么。
Because the sin of the Amorites has not yet reached its full measure.
因为住在迦南地的亚摩利人，他们的罪还没有满盈。
God said these Amorites, these Canaanites, they're wicked people.
上帝说这些人，这些迦南人，这些里面的其中一个叫亚摩利人，他们的确是非常的罪恶的人。
They sacrifice their children to their gods.
他们把他们的儿女杀死来奉献给他们的这个偶像。
As part of their worship services, they have orgies. Yeah.
在他们的敬拜当中，他们有很非常罪恶的性行为。
The sexual immorality and the infanticide were part of their worship.
所以他们在人与人、男人女人、女人男人之间的这种性的行为上面是非常的淫乱的。
God says, not only do they worship other gods, they worship wicked gods.
他们不但说是敬拜偶像，他敬拜那一些非常坏的、非常坏的所谓的上帝。
God says, I'm going to destroy these people.
上帝说这些人我要把他们毁灭。
But I'm going to wait 400 years.
但是我要等四百年。
I'm going to give them opportunity to repent.
因为我要给他们机会能够悔改。
And century after century passes.
世纪世纪的过去。
And they don't repent.
他们没有悔改。
And finally God says enough. Joshua, these are wicked people. Kill them.
最后上帝说这些人的罪恶满盈了。
Kill them not because they're Canaanites.
去把他们杀灭，不是因为他们是迦南人。
This is not genocide.
不是要把他们的种族灭掉，是因为他们的种族的关系。
Kill them because they are wicked, and this is divine judgment.
把他们灭掉，是因为他们的罪孽，这是一个上帝的审判。
We know this is not genocide also because God warns the Israelites themselves.
我们知道这不是一个种族的问题，因为上帝同样的也警告了犹太人。
God says to the Israelites, I will fight for you against the Canaanites.
上帝说我要为你来向这个迦南人征战。
But if you become like them, then I will treat you like I treat them.
假如你变成跟他们一样，我对你们就好像我对他们一样。
And so we read in Numbers chapter 33, verses 55 to 56.
在民数记33章55到56节是这样子的。倘若你们不赶出那地的居民，所容留的居民，就必做你们眼中的刺，那下的荆棘，也必在你们中所住的地上饶害你们，而且我素来有意怎样待他们，也必照样待你们。
So God told Israel, drive them out of the land, and if they won't leave the land peaceably, then kill them.
所以上帝说，你把他们赶出这地，如果他们不愿意走，你就可以把他们杀掉。
Because otherwise they will corrupt you.
不然的话，他会把你们带坏。
And if you end up living like they live, then I will kill you.
假如你被他们带坏，跟他们一样的话，我也照样这样来对待你们。
This is not genocide.
这不是因为种族的问题。
This is divine judgment.
这是神圣的上帝的审判。
But divine judgment is also coupled with God's love.
上帝的审判和上帝的慈爱是同时的。
When God warns a people of their judgment, He warns them to give them opportunity to repent.
当上帝来警告他们的恶行的时候，上帝同样也给了他们机会，让他们能够悔改。
If God speaks no word of judgment, then people think they're fine.
假如上帝不说，不来警告他们的话，他们可能觉得他们做得还好。
They die thinking they're okay.
他们死了觉得他们是没有什么问题的。
And then they face judgment.
然后他们就会面对审判。
So God speaks of judgment in this life to provide opportunity for people to repent.
所以上帝在这个我们人的这个世代这一个生命当中来把他的审判把他的公义向我们说明。
But God never speaks just of judgment.
但是上帝并不是只讲审判。
He also acts so that people can avoid judgment.
那么同样的，上帝也有行动来让人能够避免被审判。
Because we read in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 18.
如果我们看彼得前书第三章十八节的话，
Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring us to God.
基督也曾一次为罪受苦。就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神的面前。
So what we read in Joshua 10 is not genocide; it's divine judgment. But judgment is not inevitable; it can be avoided.
所以我们在约书亚记第十章这边读到的，不是一个灭族的惨剧，而是一个神圣的一个审判。但是这个审判你可以避免的。
God has acted so that what happened to the Canaanites in Joshua 10 need not happen to any of us.
所以在约书亚记第十章这边所写的这个惨剧并不是一定会发生在每一个人的身上。
So to review, these are four points so far.
我们已经谈了四点。
This is not pleasant to think about or talk about, but we must.
虽然这是让我们觉得不舒服的去想这个事情去谈这个事情但是我们一定要去想一定要去谈
Secondly, we have no moral standing to criticize God for violence
第二点我们不应该我们没有这样子的地位能够去这个批评我们的上帝
Thirdly, this is not just Old Testament it's also New Testament
第三点这个上帝的公义并不是只在旧约里面而且在新约里面同样有
Fourthly, this is not genocide. It's divine judgment, but judgment is not inevitable.
第四点，这个上帝的这样的杀戮并不是要灭一个种族，而是说他公义的审判。这个审判并不一定，就是说你可以避免让它临到你的身上。
We can escape judgment.
我们能够逃出这样子的审判。
Christ has taken the judgment due us so that we can have salvation through him.
因为耶稣以义的代替了不义的，让我们能够避开免去这个审判。
Now my fifth point is to ask, how should this affect our lives?
那么我最后一点，第五点是说，这个事情，我们今天所学的功课，怎么样能够影响我们的生命？
First, if you've never come to surrender your life to Jesus,
第一，假如你是一个慕道友，你从来没有把你的生命献在神的面前的话，
Let this be the day.
让今天就是这一天。
God has warned of judgment.
上帝警告我们会有审判。
He is patient and gives us time.
他非常的有耐心，给了我们许多的时间。
But he does not give us forever.
但是他不会给我们永久的时间。
Judgment came on the Canaanites.
审判临到了迦南人。
Judgment came on Israel.
审判临到了以色列人。
Judgment does not delay forever.
这样的审判并不是永远不临到我们。
God has made provision for salvation.
上帝供应了这一条蒙福的得救的道路。
If you have never done so thus far, throw yourself on the mercy of Christ. He died so that you could have salvation.
假如你从来没有这样想过，从来没有那样做过的话，我求你今天把你自己放在耶稣基督那赎罪的宝座面前。
For those of us who are already believers, this passage also has something strong to say.
假如我们已经是信主的弟兄姐妹，这一段圣经也对我们有一个功课。
Remember what God said to Israel.
我们想想上帝怎么向以色列人说的。
His people.
是他自己的选民。
He said, if you live like Canaanites,You will fall under my judgment like Canaanites.
假如你们过的日子就好像迦南人一样的话，你们同样的要受到那样的处罚。
And too often today, Christians think as long as I pray to receive Christ, as long as I give my life to Christ, as long as I surrender myself to Christ, then I'm safe.
那很多基督徒就说，假如我因为我已经接受了耶稣，因为我已经做了决志的祷告，那我就已经是平安无事了。
I can live however I want, and I'll still get to heaven.
我随便做什么，我都没有关系，我仍然可以到天堂去。
But what did God say to Israel?
那么上帝怎么向以色列人说的呢？
If you live like Canaanites, you will die like Canaanites.
假如你活得像迦南人，你也要像迦南人那样的灭亡。
Well, what does God say to us?
上帝怎么对我们说呢？
Romans 8:13.
罗马书八章十三节。
If you live according to the sinful nature, you will die.
你们顺从肉体而活，必要死。
But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live.
靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，你必要活。
Christ does not simply die for our sin.
耶稣并不是为我们的罪而死而已。
Christ gives us His Spirit to transform us.
而且他用他的灵把我们能够改变。
So that we don't keep on living in this sin.
所以我们不再活以前的罪行。
For if we keep on living in this sin, then we will die.
假如我们说还仍然过以前的罪的生活的话，我们同样的会死。
If we live like Canaanites, we will suffer the judgment of God like Canaanites.
我们活着像迦南人，我们也会像迦南人那样被灭亡。
But again, this need not happen.
但是这个用不着。就是若是你做什么的话，若是你接受耶稣基督，这样的事就不会发生。
Because Christ has died for our sin, and because the Spirit transforms us so that we don't continue to live like sinners.
因为耶稣基督已经为我们死，替我们担当了罪，而且他给了我们的圣灵，把我们重新的变化，让我们能够过一个成圣的生活。
So this passage has something to say to seekers.
所以这一段圣经对慕道友是有一个信息。
It has something to say to Christians.
这一段圣经对基督徒也有信息。
And it has something to say to us as a church community.
对我们整个的教会来说也有信息。
Let me ask you this, those of you who are Chinese, most of you.
让我来问在座的中国人。
You asking only Chinese or you?
Only Chinese.
Only Chinese.
只问中国人。
Why can this church exist?
为什么这个教会会存在？
Because early in the 1800s,
因为在一八年左右十九世纪的时候，
Robert Morrison went to China.
马里孙宣教士第一个到了中国。
Then Hudson Taylor went to China.
戴德森牧师后来到了中国。
I didn't warn him this was coming. And then William Martin went to China.
Who's that?
Oh, okay.
然后还有一个叫马丁的也到了中国。
And over the course of 250 years, thousands of missionaries went to China.
两百多年以来，上千的宣教士到了中国。
And hundreds died.
800多人为主殉道。
And thousands of national Chinese Christians died.
有千人以上的中国的基督徒也为他们的信仰而丧失生命。
And tens of thousands went into re-education camps. Prison.
甚至有更多的人为了信仰的缘故被关在监牢里。
And because of that history, we can exist as a Chinese church. There's enough Chinese Christians to form a big Chinese church.
因着以前的宣教士他们所付出的代价，今天有足够的中国的基督徒能够成立中国人的教会。
Because somebody told the Chinese people that God judges but provides escape from judgment.
因为宣教士把这个信息带到中国人的面前，告诉中国人，上帝是审判的上帝，但是上帝也给了我们一条出路，让我们能够到神的面前来，避免那个审判。They
didn't just say it.
他们并不只是这样说了而已。Many
of them suffered for it.
他们为他们的道而受苦。Tom
and Libby Little worked in Afghanistan for 30 years.
Tom Little 在阿富汗工作了
how many years?
30.
30年.
Tom was an ophthalmologist.
这个Tom是一个眼科医生。
He didn't want to stay in America where there's little need and high competition.
他不愿意留在美国，因为医生很多，那么竞争也很激烈。
So he went to Afghanistan where there was high need and little competition.
他就到了阿富汗去，那边需要医生的人很多。He
could not call himself a missionary, but he went to use his skills to care for the people.
他不能够说我是一个宣教士，因为那个地方的人不准，但是他能够用他的这个医疗的这个技术，能够帮助当地的人。Tom
Little stayed in Afghanistan for 30 years.
他在那边有30年的时间。He
stayed under the warlords.
他在那边的军阀的统治之下生活。He
stayed during the Soviet occupation.
那个时候，苏联人过来占据了那地。He
stayed during the Taliban regime.
那么这个恐怖分子塔利班在那边，他也在那边生活。He
stayed through the American invasion.
那么美国人来攻占，来在这边的打仗，他也在那边生活。In
2010, Tom Little was captured with five other Western medical staff.
2010年的时候，他和其他的五个医疗工作人员一同的被逮捕。And
they were all killed.
都丧失了他们的生命。This
text warns us that judgment is coming on Canaanites.
这一段圣经告诉我们，神的审判临到了迦南人。Judgment
will one day come upon the Muslim world.
有一天，上帝的审判 会达到这个回教徒身上，the
Hindu world，
佛教徒身上，印度教徒身上。Are
these people ever going to have the opportunity that we've had to avoid judgment？
这些人能够像我们一样，能够避免神的愤怒吗
？Maybe only if hundreds die。
或许几百人的丧失生命。
Maybe only if thousands suffer。
或许只有几百人他们受到这样的苦难。But
think about recent Chinese history.
想想最近中国的历史。A
few suffer, a few die, so that a great multitude can be saved.
少数人能够死亡，为丧失生命殉道，少数人或者是受到苦难， 但是能够让很多很多的人蒙福。
This is what this passage calls us to as a church.
这一段圣经对我们整个教会来说，是我们该学的功课。
That maybe we suffer.
或许我们也有受苦难的时候。
Maybe a few of us die.
也许我们有为我们的信仰而丧失生命。
So that a great many Canaanites can be saved.
但是有许许多多的迦南人能够被拯救。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, for your glory.
天父，我们为